This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now let's talk about what some call extreme GPS. The global positioning system uses radio waves coming in from satellites to, for instance, guide our smartphones to restaurants. It also guides cars and aircraft. Now, it's illegal, but GPS signals can be jammed by people who want to stop others from tracking their movements. During a session at South by Southwest, I learned about something even more fascinating. It's called GPS spoofing.
A GPS spoofer, instead of just trying to jam the signals from the GPS system, tries to mimic them. And if you can do this precisely enough, you can fool a receiver into tracking your signals instead of the authentic ones.
That's Todd Humphreys, a professor of aerospace engineering at the University of Texas. You following this? What if someone hijacked the GPS of some vehicle, maybe a plane? Humphreys and some of his students set out to test the possibility. They got an $80,000 pilotless aircraft, a drone, and flew it over an otherwise empty football stadium. 23-year-old graduate student Daniel Shepard was running the show that day.
So the drone was commanded to hover in place, holding its position, and we basically just told it that, hey, you're not where you're supposed to be anymore, you're rising, even though it really wasn't. And in response, it plummeted towards the ground in a rather dramatic fashion.
I know you're happy to have pulled this off, but actually the implications are quite intense.
Yes, they are, but we believe that this problem is fixable.
Since that demonstration, the team got the attention of Congress and Homeland Security, which unlocked some funding to try to protect the GPS system from spoofing.
What's happened is that we've become addicted to GPS. We've put it into our critical infrastructure and our systems. It's embedded deeply, and so it's pervasive, and now we have to go back and fix the problem, and that means pulling out lots of equipment that's already installed.
Humphrey says the best solution would be backwards compatible so that new GPS units were spoof-proof, but that old ones still worked as they do now. But George Cummings, who does aerial photography and has flown many a radio-controlled little plane, is not persuaded. He watched the presentation about extreme GPS and believes spoofing is too complicated to be practical.
The potential for that to do something negative in our society today is so small.
Cummings worries that GPS jamming, hijacking, or spoofing will be taken as another reason to limit the expansion of drone aircraft flights. And before we go, cats and the internet together again at South by Southwest. All Mashable had to do to get a hurricane of attention is to bring a cat to the festival. The tech publication imported Grumpy the cat, who is a face that persistently expresses furry consternation. The cat and its manager did a day-long photo op here, and the lines were just ridiculous. In Austin, I'm David Brancaccio with Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.